Hello guys, welcome to the VAR podcast. This is season 5, episode 5 of the VAR podcast. Today we've... It's hot, Maze. It's super hot. It's super, super hot.
Maybe just, it's me. It's me in the room.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting. I'm here with our guest, Kona Tsemiaje. She has a vibe. She has a vibe. And karibu sana.
Thank you.
Well, guys, this is our season 5, episode 5, like I've said. And hey, hope the February weather and month is taking you well. We are almost completing it. Thank God. And like I said, thank you so much for everyone who listens to the VAR podcast and who supports it in every given way. And like we do it always. Keep vibing and keep listening to us. So here we are with... what amazing guest again. I'd like her to introduce herself. And yeah, karibu to the vibe.
Thank you. I'm glad you didn't introduce me because I'm sure the name you wanted to give out some. Hey. So,
yeah. Who do we have today?
Hi, Vibers. How do you call your audience?
The Vibe Squad.
Oh, hi, Vibe Squad. So, my name is Wanjiro Kamau, but I'm best known as Shish. And I'm from the Anything and Everything podcast by Shish and Amy.
A podcast.
Yes.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. And before we even continue, why everything?
Anything and Everything. Anything, yeah. Please don't butcher our title.
But there's a way you guys are usually vibing the intro.
Exactly. Should I do it?
Yeah. kindly do it.
Thank you. Okay, so it's... Hi guys, welcome to Anything and Everything podcast by Shish and Amy. We don't judge. Your only job is to listen. Why anything and everything? Why not?
Guys, the energy in that podcast is usually top. You guys should really check them out.
Thank you.
I'll also post a link down there.
Oh, please do. Thank you.
So what do you guys talk about there?
Okay, I know it will sound cliche. However, as the title says, it's literally anything and everything. Like, we don't have limits as to what we can cover. Yeah. Like, we literally cover relationships, maybe mental health. Literally anything that comes. Yeah. But basically, we base our topics on what... we're going through, our day-to-day experiences in our mid-20s.
I don't even remember mine.
No, I thought I was mid-20s.
You're almost closing up.
I'm almost closing up.
20, you must remember the next election, itakupata.
Guy.
Itakupata umefuka.
Please. But yeah, thank you so much for having me, Sam. It's been a long time coming.
Karibu sana.
Thank you, I'm glad
I'm here.
So
this is the half of Anything and Everything.
This is the half, yeah, thank you. Yeah, we normally two. So as the, by Shish and Amy, so I'm Shish. And then Amy. Hi, Amy. Yeah.
Well, actually, we also bring Amy to the podcast so that she shares her thoughts.
Yeah,
and
true.
And yeah, maybe one time we'll tell the Vibers how we met, the world. Unasikia wanasema, sisi sio milima, tutakutana.
I know, right? Only milima haziwezi kutana. Yeah.
So on today's episode, we're talking about, can you handle change? Can you handle them changing? This can be your friends, this can be your family, and this can be your relationship. Okay, not that we are married, but I think also married people will get... Am I married? You're married?
No, and no.
Oh, okay, we'll leave it at that. Yeah, but if you're having married couples here, I think this episode is also yours, and we want to talk about it and see how everything unfolds. So to you... like, what is a define as a change as Wanjiro?
Okay, so personally, I think change is a really broad topic maybe to discuss. However, personally, I think I'd describe change as the process of undergoing transformation, maybe in different aspects of life. It could be emotional, physical, social, yeah, but I think mostly inakuanga emotional and physical.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly, because that's where people relate mostly.
Yeah.
And it affects a lot.
Mm-hmm. True.
Okay, okay. I think I'll put it like something, we tend to grow because change is just growth in another aspect. Because this wasn't you, let's say, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The same Wanjiru wouldn't be the same person that you were a while back. And this reminds me of something where I see you might have been a best friend to someone in primary. And then you guys, mkose kupatana.
Tell me about it.
Then you guys, mkuje mpatane. Then you're like, I wanted to rekindle. Then you're like, wait.
No,
all
no.
All those years.
You're like, how are you even my best friend?
Exactly.
You know.
Everything changed.
Yeah.
Everything changed from those years that you guys weren't apart. Mm-hmm. Everyone evolved.
True.
Growth, trauma, lessons of life, family, and all that. So I feel like change is something that is quite, like they say, inevitable, and it's something that all of us truly experience. So do you believe like change is good or bad, let's say, in relationships?
I think it will be how you would want to partake change as an individual. Let's say if you're an optimistic person. Exactly. So you will change. You will take change as a positive thing, as a good thing, and embrace it. However, if you're a pessimist, then you just disregard change and everything that comes with it. So personally, I would say change is a good thing. And I think given from my personal journey, maybe in education, relationship wise, friendship wise, hadi penye nimefika sahi, honestly, I would say change is good.
Change is good.
I like change.
That has reminded me of saying that kuna vitu zingine you cannot do away with. Whether you like it, whether you're someone who's optimistic or a pessimist, change will have to happen.
Exactly.
It's just like tomorrow. We know tomorrow will come. Whether we like it or not, it will just come. So this change, as much as we try, as much as possible to be in that comfort zone, everything around you will change.
Yeah, true.
That chair you sit around saying that, I think I'll just sit here. Because I don't want to move to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
That seat will start feeling ni uchungu. You want to
like it change. Has misumari.
Yes, now you have to change your position whether you like it.
Yeah.
So for me, I think change is, although it's good or bad, change is most important. It has to happen.
Yeah,
because life has just a way of, today I've dealt with Wanjiru. Tomorrow, Sam, okay, you might not. You see how umepanga mayai, then you pick, kuna msali yanasema, so I pick any so that no one knows ni nani amepangiwa kugongwa leo.
Hey! But I think, okay, hata kama tunaongelea change, hey, hapana, wewe, stories of my eye may feel like, please, pick your eggs. Be organized when you're picking your eggs. Sam!
Why? Mi napenda kupick like, na pick A, na pick naenda Y, I'm like, oh, you thought leo ito, ni wewe wana, kuja wana. Like, that's how changes.
That's like, it reminded me of maybe when we're in high school. Let's say, sijui kama you experienced this, but I'm sure everyone experienced this. Maybe mepewa, like, mepatikana like Wangori, and then me to a staff room, mna chapa. So, simia line exactly. In like one straight line. So, you'd think itaenda like from Evie.
Yeah.
So, unaona umepotoa we kujapa. You're not even ready.
Aujaomba sijui nini wao kupiga
hiyo siku labda ukifikiria utaweka kitabu kwa matako.
Na wao mpaya.
So unapatikana.
Me what I used to do actually, if nikipatikana, I usually like to be the first one kupigwa.
Really?
I don't know why.
All that energy kufolie.
I was like, hapo bado anatafuta grip. Anatafuta grip. Na akipata grip, anapata grip na wewe. So ina depend. Inaweza kuwa Bunsen burner, inaweza kuwa kiboko,
inaweza
kuwa kale ka pipe karefu ka green, hizo zenye walianza kudia maji, sijui
alitoa. Or nyaunyo, as we used to be chapped with nyaunyo. You
so me, I'm like, okay, hata singoji ya jam zaidi, naenda tu mbele. Then they used to call me that, Ogweno. And learning in Nyanza was really, really fun. Ogweno, come here. When do meanza? Ta. And mother, you are done. By the time I'm a jamba na karibu wa rimuwa sita wa mingi hapo ndani, and you're like, wait, Mwalimu, leave me for that one too.
I
used to fear it.
Because
you utakuwa kwanza.
Yeah.
Afu mwalimu labda naweka beef.
Bas.
Ulikatia mwalimu wangu wa TPS, ndio?
All the energy ndio amekureserve wewe.
All the energy is on you. So, I think like you said, so that's why I like picking my eggs like that. You pick them. Bah, bah, bah. Mm. But it's only limited to eggs.
Oh.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know. And I feel like changes, of course, there are various of them. They usually do happen in various ways. And I think, like I've told you, one of friendship. Actually, a friend also told me they met a friend back in... they used to be friends back in high school, from 2 to form 3, but that other girl now transferred. So mjua simu hakuna nini. So yeah, you guys cut ties.
Yeah.
Then you panda match one time coming from Thika and you're like, hi Wanjiru. Ah, how are you been? Niko fiti sana nini. So you guys are like, so of course we connect automatically and we want to rekindle that energy back.
Yeah, true.
But at the same time, you find it so hard. Like kids happen to that person. Happened to them.
So they are completely different person.
Different people. So I feel one of the things that usually make it hard for people now to rekindle time back in a kanganiyo kitu inaitwa energy. And time, your time interval usually messes us up. So me, I usually feel like that is one of the various changes that people experience in friendship or relationships.
You know, actually, umesema hivyo, and then I just remembered, I think I have the same, like a similar experience with my friends, but not in a bad way, but I think I used to have childhood best friends, high school best friends, campus best friends, and now, sahi, aki in as much as we try. Like, in as much as maybe someone texts me, kwanza this friend of mine, boy, akipenye tu ako, anisamehe. Like, she was my best friend. Not really my best friend, but just a friend, a very close friend in high school. Like, I think back in form 2 and form 3. So, she keeps on, na hajai poteza namba yangu. Like, she's so any resilient.
Any number you change.
Yeah, like, she's always like, yani shishwewe ulisema, and I'm like, akikai. Unajove maneno ni mingi sahi, like you don't even, and then you try as much as you can to match maybe her energy, and then, as you said, rekindle what you guys had. But sahi, I think they have a family, as you said. It all circles back to family energy. Penyetu mesema, I don't even know why I'm repeating your own words, but yeah.
Yeah, that happens. And I think that's also reminded me of people. If we look at people, our peers, okay, my peers, most of them are getting married. And you find that you guys used to hang out a lot.
Mbono umeacha kusema, awa koni Sam, what do you think our age difference is?
I'm very old.
Hey!
I'm pretty old. I was the tallest in my nursery school. Change started there. I even remember asking my
what
mom,
what has tall got to do with?
Am I supposed to be in this nini? Because everybody was so young.
Yeah.
And nikikaa mbele, guys are saying they're not seeing. So inabidi nikae nyuma.
That doesn't have to do with...
No, but age.
It has nothing to do with age.
Age, manzi. I'm kind of at age Nathan, but I'm loving it. Six are years you? To 40. 6 years to 40, guys. 6 years to 40. 30, 2030, I'll be 40.
Okay.
Yeah. So... like for my peers, what I'm seeing for them, most of them are getting married. Most of them are having children.
Yeah.
And on a particular time, you guys used to stay quite for long and be like, hey, Sam, each and every time by there, I go free form. Nenda kwake, manaka hadi.
Yeah.
Hadi kesho saa saba mchana. Kila mtu anaamka, kila mtu anaenda. If you are lucky enough, you guys continue doing whatever you were doing.
Aluta.
But now, family came. A girl came, they have babies. Now kwake, inabidi muende na mtoke at a given time. Na akienda out, hey, by the person A and B ako hapo. I was like, where's some mama menipigie tabidi?
Ni chomoke.
Jikate. So you see all your friends going out.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you truly understand. Not that they want to be that way, but now commitments are there. Like, wevu umesema unajaribu kurekindle that, but again, you have work, you have the podcast.
True.
You have family things are going on.
True.
then you're like, as much as I really like to rekindle this, mm-hmm. it's so hard for me.
Yeah.
But hey, I love you. I love you.
That's I don't got beef with yeah, you. Yeah. It has nothing to do with you. It has Please nothing. Understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think these are transition when maybe unapata umetoka campus and now everybody's looking for work. You guys used to look at yourself as equals back in uni. But now work came.
Yeah.
There are those who got bigger jobs.
Mm-hmm,
there are those who went home and never got out of home.
Yeah.
For girls, others who are waiting just for marriage by the others who decided, let me just enter into the household. Kama hiyo ndoa itakuja.
Mm-hmm, ikuje.
Uko wapi?
Nilijua tu.
Uko wapi, man?
I saw that coming.
We are changing the world at a time, man. People should get married.
Hey.
An ambassador of marriage, man.
What?
People should get married.
The latter.
The latter.
Mm. Na usirudie. Leave it at that, the latter.
Mm.
Hey.
Deep down, though. Hiyo kitu ni mzuri lakini, si ndio?
Eh, me I'm not complaining.
But at least okay, umesema nisirudie. Yeah, but what I'm saying, after that your transition mm-hmm. really happens to each one and every one of us. But now the biggest inakuanga in a relationship. Like, let's say dating. Have you ever dated someone above 3 years or 2 years? Ama the longest time you've dated someone is how long? Like ulipenda ujamaa, wachana na you're just there for sure.
Some. Where? Are you going to put me in the spotlight?
No, it's just time. I just want to know.
But anyway, for the anything and everything people,
mm-hmm.
they know I am. I don't even think. Have I ever. Kai.
Shape tamwaka.
I. Sidhani. No, honestly and truly, I really don't think I've been in a serious relationship ever in my life. Maybe when I was in high school, I used to have a high school boyfriend because we used to be in the same class.
Okay.
However, like, e to like in your life, hadi penye niko mbaka. Mbaka juzi when we were recording the pod, I asked Amy, hey, see, if God wanted me to be a nun, angesema, you know, because hadi kwenye nimefika, I'm like, am I the problem?
Mm.
But anyway, I can't say I've been in. Because I consider a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I've never been asked, will you be my girlfriend? Tunajipatanga tu. Eh. We're just cruising what? In a ship, which you don't know which ship it is. So you got any situationship, yeah. Ama ni friendship.
4 weeks later. But then now we are dating with Nani.
You assume. Yeah, so.
But would you love being asked like that?
Yeah, I would really love to be asked.
Guys, you should really see her face right now. She's really, like, really concerned. And they're like, I'd really love to be asked. Like,
okay, Skia, I rephrase.
No,
I think. No. No, I'm not taking my words back, but I think the problem is I've been asked, but not by the right people.
Ah, we Shia, wewe. Sasa kama mwenye nakutaka umtaki, utasaidika aje.
Na mwenye nataka anataka mwingine.
Exactly. So, you're making this. You have to pick whatever you... You can never get 100%.
Of course you can't.
Exactly. And that's where change begins. Ata change, apande kidogo, arudi chini. Hello. Mwenye nataka likukubali. Exactly. I mean, give that man a chance. Mweka DM. Leo na DM text good morning. But then how was work? I'm sure Daniel will talk late. And I love life is usually very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like let's say Valentine's happened a time ago. Mm-hmm. Some few days ago.
Tikemen when?
Hey. Tikemen don't. What were we? So, the thing is, ule mwenye wadai mwenye hata ajui Valentine ni nini by the way.
Yeah.
Mwenye nasikia married. Sasa you can see, hati janiwisha happy Valentine. Zani memzaliwa watoto wa karibu watatu.
Yeah.
And there's that kaniga outside. And then life really humbles people. Ambia ni aje, uko free nini. You even create a fake scenario. Actually, on Wednesday, I'm usually at work. And you had an opportunity of shifting your off day.
Yeah.
But that's that. But anyway, when you DM ya, when jiru, na shish. Literally just, umesikia bana, nime.
But, anyways, but on a serious note though, I have been in a relationship whereby I was asked if I'll be the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
I was really excited. However, this was my ex.
Also, like, it was going back now.
So, no, back then, mm-hmm. we weren't, like, a label.
Oh, okay, okay.
So now, when we came to be a label, I was really excited. Mm. However, I feel like this topic kind of relates with what we're talking about, the change.
Mm.
So, at Asjumana, I had not thought of this. So now when I said yes, and I was really excited, I was like, you know, this is the guy I've been waiting for, like, all my life. Eh, shock on me. Nilikuwa napata, like, nakasirika because of really petty things. I'm like, our energies don't match. Like, he was really going out and above for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you know, this is the man I wanted back then. But not right now. I've outgrown. Exactly. I've outgrown him. I've changed.
What?
Yeah. And after, I think, like, 2 months, I was just like, you know what? I don't think we can. It's not you, it's me.
He really missed the memo. He really missed the memo. Kama kuingia kwa kampuni. Now, we just saw my memo. Like, we've changed our ways of doing things here. And those things no longer work.
Exactly.
So did you, like, change for the better, or did you feel like those ones were bare minimum that you were not even going for again?
I think what you said.
They were bare minimums.
It was a shout.
Wow.
It was a shout.
Damn.
No, but I really appreciated his energy. Sam Utafanya, I won't post this episode. Juna Jotaskia. I'm going to mute here. I'm going to.
It's okay, it's okay. But those are the changes that usually happened. Cause after Mimi, I think I've seen relationships whereby people change from point, and change is lazima, because the girlfriend that you are, the 1 year that we date will not be the same as we date for 4 years.
True.
There are things I've done that have pissed you off.
Yeah.
There are things that I'm going to do that you'll be like, okay, I didn't know that I liked this.
Yeah.
Now I have to like this. And you find someone who didn't like surprises. There are couples who don't like surprises.
True.
And then later on, as you keep going, they just keep on changing. I'm like, okay, I think I can embrace these surprises. Because I've also met a woman by the who whereby okay, plan kitu, then you go out to them. She's like, kwani tunaenda wapi? Like, unaona, anashtuka, like, mbona hujaniambia kwenye tunaenda? It's like, I hear ladies say this, tell me where we are supposed to meet.
Yeah.
Don't ask me sijui hoteli gani.
Exactly. Yeah, like, give me the time and venue and location. Exactly. Everything.
But now kuna some of you who now go to the extent, I've given you time and venue, but now bado una panic. You're like, so me, a part of me, I'm like, hey, kwenye baby girl, ni trauma gani una deal na hayo? We don't do that here. Yeah, we don't do it. Like, I'm really taking you to a good space.
Yeah.
We have fun and we go home.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's what we're going to do. But then, unapata, because of where you've been, unajuanga mseki kufanya kitu, and we're like, there's something that you want from me, right?
True.
And it really, really, like, scares good people. That's why I usually insist. Before we get into a relationship, heal, bana.
Heal, from past traumas.
From the past traumas, for people that really, really affect you.
Mm.
And I think as you grow, you realize that people kuna watu wazuri be there who are willing and will do everything for you to make sure that you're good.
True.
But it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And we gotta move, because life is just life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that has about, I don't know if, that has reminded me about friends who have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a people who have kids. Sikama, you have friends who are couples.
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
I have, and they have kids.
Yes.
And some don't have kids. Yeah, I do.
Do the ones that have kids have a different lifestyle? Is it easier to meet them or hard to meet them?
It's really hard to meet them, honestly.
Since the kid came.
Since the kid came, it's really, really difficult to meet them. And if you meet them, they must come with a kid. Like, you guys can't hang out like you used to. You get.
Akiwa na nini, simu za home,
masimu, kila kitu, and you can't even hang out for long as you used to, so I don't know.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we drop some of our friends who have commitments.
I don't really think we drop.
Mm-hmm.
We don't drop. It's inenanga tu kijikata tu yenyewe.
Slowly by slowly.
For them,
they
you
find people who have kids who come
there. Nawana, exactly. And they click and they become besties.
Mm.
Yeah. Like inenanga tu ki fade off. Pole. You don't even, by the time you're realizing it, you're like, oh shit, I used to have a friend. Eh? It's what been 5 months.
We've not talked.
Yeah.
Napo inanikumbusha, because I think, imagine your friend telling you about kids, diapers, pampers, and you don't need a man on a teeth, and a new mauma. Sasa wewe lewi, like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
So I think then apate mse mungina wanya labda wapatana na kupitia ya toto, ya playgroup.
Oh, they now have a conversation.
They relate because they have something in common.
Yeah, exactly.
And once that commonality between you and them ends, and it's something we find in guys, baby. Hata mimi miuwelewa, people who come and tell us, ama msena niambia, Sam, bishte angu aliniacha juwa nipata mtoi. I'm like, I understand them because having a kid means a total different thing.
Yeah.
Where is it related to?
And now there's no commonality between you guys.
And I think I've seen that also in friend groups. Mostly it's a female, by the way. A friend gets ball, four of you are not yet married or even close to having kids. Namna, anaji distance. To blow myself, it just happens automatically.
Yeah.
1.1.1. And everybody.
True.
Nini waine mnabaki? Yeah, nenda patena na wali uko watu wa PTA, play group, nini nini.
Yeah.
Uko kwa kupeleka mtoto clinic. And she makes friends with other people.
Yeah.
And I think as we grow, also our friends change.
Exactly.
To our convenience.
Yeah. I've remembered, there's a friend of mine, like now this is like my best friend, from high school, and we're still best friends. She has a kid, and she stays with a guy. So, she recently came to Nairobi, and then, now the guy was pissed, saying that, at when she rolls with me, like us, the single babes, Trump influence. You get.
I get you.
Now it's like, we can't hang anymore. Because.
The husband.
Yeah, she has a family. So all of a sudden, atakona behaviors kaze too, you get. Okay, so these are behaviors nigani, but yeah.
Do you believe that's true?
I don't believe that's true. Honestly, I don't believe that's true. Because if she wants to, she do stuff. Like, it's just his own behaviors. Unasema, like, she do them even without us. Like, alone. Without you knowing, alone. Mm. So I don't believe that's true. If she wanted to, she'd have done it.
I think the guy is just afraid of what he has had. Of course, because deep down, you know, friends have a big, how do you call it? Wakona ako kanini kaku change beshte yao by the mabeshte, even in relationship. If you find a girl by the mwenye kwa group yao yendo na date peke yake, chances are, ata brainwashiwa by the Sam. Hey, bana, toka Sam, bana, tukuja tupige sherehe huko. But I really understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like you've said, if somebody wanted to do you dirty,
exactly.
Even without the friends, they'll do you dirty.
Yeah.
A wife is always a wife when she's with her friends, she's with you, she's alone, you're not
you
there.
You don't have to, you don't have to worry about...
You don't have to police a human being.
Exactly.
Yes, and anajua ni bibi ya mtu.
Yep.
So kuna vitu tamwambia, tufanya, I think it's time for me to go back home to my guy. I might call him to come and pick me up, we go home.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, but I've seen. But again, kuna mabeshte wana influence watu. Yeah, you think the problem, ime msumbua.
Yeah, iko, and I've seen it happen. However, I didn't get anyway.
Uko get why as to why alikuwa. I think to ni past past traumas of what has happened to the previous women.
Heal, bro, heal.
Because I think hata ukiona chali yako na hang out na some weird guys.
Of course.
You'll be like, hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Hata utakuja
kutakana kasirika. I've been there, done that. Una kasirika. Ovyo.
Jia tuwe vitu za ufala.
Yeah.
Awelewe dina.
Because, unajua, like, those people's behaviors. So you're like, definitely, my man is rolling like this, yeah. So you kind of get pissed and angry. Yeah. I wish this was video. You should, but then you should do YouTube. You should go to YouTube as
well.
People should see the facials.
Nachoka too. So as we wrap all this up, how best do you think people can should handle change, and should know that hey, I think this is change for my partner, and I really need to make sure that we are able to make sure to lighten up what we have in the relationship.
I think the first thing is embrace and accept. That should be like the very first.
Embrace and accept.
Yes. Because if you stay in denial, as you said, change will always happen. Like we don't have control over change.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not. So the moment, the earlier you accept and you embrace it, the better and the easier life and everything gets for you. And the second thing is, I think flexibility, just be open to adapting like the new environment that you're in. Yeah. So maybe if it's a relationship, kwenye utajipata, just be open-minded. And I think this doesn't fall on change peke yake. I think in life. Like you just, just be flexible.
Be flexible. Yeah. Anything happens. Anything happens. That has reminded me of somebody saying that our parents weren't like fully harsh to us. It was just their first time being parents also.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah, it was their first time being parents. They did not know this. They tried as much as possible to give us the best they could. But a lot happened along the way.
Wait. No, I'm not with you on that one. No. Okay, you can say that for a firstborn.
Yeah, because I'm a firstborn though.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a firstborn.
Mimi, I'm a thirdborn and I wouldn't... I was treated like a firstborn. There's no difference.
And again, that reminds me of something that we should not mistake that the way you were raised as a firstborn is the same way your sibling was raised. Each one of us had a different taste with our parents. Because we're okay to a testimony, let's say we have a same mom, meaning to a testimony, a mom, now we're to a mom, it will be like we're saying two different people. Because mom to you meant something else, mom to me meant something else. And I get where you're coming from. Each one of us got a different taste of our parents.
No, okay. Personally, I feel like, because it was my big bro, then my bro, then me.
Then you.
And then we have like a, is it two age gap difference. So I think, now you see the three of us, we used to be treated as equals. Honestly, if I bring my two brothers here, the same stories I'd share about growing up is the same they'd share.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Give you an example. Hey, sit on a chapel. My dad. Hey. And then you see my big bro, tuseme alikuwa class 6. My big bro maybe ako class 8. Uyo mingine ako class 7. Miniko class 6. Hivo 6, 7, 8. So my dad used to come. And then, mimi sijui, but they honestly sijui tulikuwa tunafanya nini baba, aki guy. So he used to come, anapata my big bro ama watu wawili wako na makosa. So sasa wanachapwa. And then tell me why my dad ananigeukia, ananiuliza ati.
Na wewe.
Juni mechapa brothers wako, unataka ngapi? I'm like, why?
Pukisha sikia tu na wewe.
Na wewe.
Hala, hakuna haja kumbaja.
I was just chilling. Imagine.
Huko unajekanga. Mimi nikionanga siblings wangu kwa nachapwa.
Eh.
Najeka kazi, man.
Hakuna, utaitwa. Okay. Now, you see, you couldn't do that. Because me, my dad used to come. My dad used to come on weekends, peke yake on Saturday. And then, leave on Monday asubuhi sana. So on Saturday anakuja kitu saa 4 hapo. Usiku. Saa 3 saa 4. So you see, of course lazima tumgoje. And then especially kama hawa walifanya makosa, let me tell you some. Being raised pamoja na boys. I was treated like one. Ati juu amechapo pia mimi ni chapo. Na ulizo unataka ngapi? And then I couldn't say Juanini ama no. I'm like, moja. And like, oh, jumesema moja na ongeza yangu moja. Ah, bro, mini medu.
Parents. That's where we are.
Yeah.
We never knew what was that.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope you'll be a good parent at some point.
If it comes.
Auta gonga wenzako.
If it comes, yeah, I will.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
If it comes. Mm. I think one of the, also something I'd add to this is, I think people should also communicate on matters to do with change.
True.
Communication is key.
Mm, mm.
And if you feel like you've outgrown something, like we always say, like kuna vitu alikuwa anafanya, but to you it sounded like bare minimum. Yeah, I think if these were things that were addressed and be like, by the way, if you're coming into this relationship with siji za kufanya A, B, and C that were kitambo, I've already outgrown them.
Yeah.
In the next phase, I need change. True. And I think the only way to know that is through communication. Because...
Mm-hmm.
Again, ladies, nobody can read your mind. Nobody. And even nobody can read your mind. So people should communicate.
Yeah.
And communicate and say, by the way, there are things that used to bamboo me. It's either sexually, and explain even the sexual part.
Same. Please emphasize on that, yeah.
Kuna vitu zilikuwa zinakubamba a few years ago, but now, I'm like, I think I need something spicier.
Nah, yeah.
I need something bigger. So if...
Wow, I can't believe you just said that. Hey.
Your information, mtaitumia vya mnataka. Mtaitumia vya mnataka. And I think it's also good to try something new as a couple. Mjaribu tu kitu mpya. But the major part of it is try and communicate. That's one thing I'll give it out to everyone.
And I think maybe to add on communication is, in as much as you try to communicate with each other, I think... Maybe try and seek support from friends, family, even a professional support. Maybe like, you know, talk about what you're experiencing, like the changes, maybe to a professional. And then, you know, so that you have not like a smooth transition or when you're embracing the change, but... for the betterment of the relationship.
True.
Yeah.
And talk to people that want the best for you.
Word.
Talk to people that want the best for you.
Mm.
I think that's the biggest thing. People who will call you out for your bullshit as a couple, and they'll be like, you know what? Ina ilikuwa upuzi, but this is what we want you guys.
Yeah.
So I think for me, what I can put out there to people is to embrace ikitu. Just like Wanjiro said.
Yeah.
Tukubali change happens whether we like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, growth and change is something that will always be there.
Yeah.
Just pray that the person that you are with is willing to grow with you with these changes. And as time changes, of course, our likes, our needs, our wants change. And we hope that people that you love also stick around with you to understand that, hey, I'm changing, and it's just for the betterment of everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. For sure. I don't think I have anything to add because I think you said what I had to say.
Okay,
however, cool. I think the most emphasis we've put on Leonie embracing the change and I think acceptance and also acknowledge your feelings and what you're going through and also take one step at a time. Yeah, and focus on what you can control. Yeah.
That's good. Anyway, guys, that has been this amazing episode with One Wanjiru. And I really loved how you've brought everything up. It was some good natural convo. I loved it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Okay. I love that we vibed.
Kabisa. So, guys, to those who have listened up to where we are, thank you so much for always tuning into the Vibe podcast. And, hey, I hope you've enjoyed this topic and it has... made some impact to your life. So till next time, this has been your lovely host, Chief Sam, and
Sheesh from Anything and Everything podcast. Oh, wait, should I name my podcast?
Yes.
Plug it.
Shout it.
Yeah, so guys, we're on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So kindly go and subscribe. It's Anything and Everything podcast, you know, by Sheesh and Amy. We're on Spotify or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. Instagram Anything and Everything KE, TikTok Anything_Everything KE, and when you see me on YouTube, say hi. When you see me in person,
Ciao, guys. That Adios. Has been her. I'll place the link to their work. Guys, get to listen to their content. Amazing ladies there.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.